Well, the Bush administration has actually been working quite steadily for months to put out a bunch of last-minute regulations, rule changes in government departments, so to leave a lasting legacy and to impose its ideology on the next administration. And many of these changes are in the area of environment, where they are taking down pollution controls and protections for wildlife and for wilderness.
And how many of these rules could be completed before George Bush leaves office?
Well, the crucial thing here is timing. Most rules take effect 60 days after they're published. So if you count backwards, George Bush leaves office on January 20th. November 20th is the deadline. Any of the rules published before then will be effective and will be very difficult to undo.
Kind of thing. I mean, can you give us a few examples of some of the things that he's been trying to do?
Well, some of them are already done. For example, earlier this week, they opened up 2 million acres of land in the Rocky Mountain West in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming for oil shale extraction. Now, oil shales are, the dirtiest fuel on the planet, and it's very expensive to extract in addition. But they've now made available vast tracts of land for that. In another decision that's similar, there's been a move to open up land for drilling, oil drilling, quite near national monuments in Utah. In fact, this famous arch in Utah. There's been measures to... there's been measures that would no longer compel the Pentagon and other government departments to do wildlife surveys to make sure that any kind of project or development they do does not hurt wildlife. There's been other measures that say to factory farms, you know, gigantic pig cattle and chicken farms, that they no longer have to comply with water safety regulations for dumping their runoff, so long as they certify that they aren't dumping their waste products in streams. It's now easier for mining operators that operate just by lopping the tops off mountains. They can now similarly just certify that, no, they aren't dumping debris and sediment into rivers and streams. So there's a broad range of regulations in the environmental arena that are going through right now.
And will the new president be able to reverse any of these rulings?
Well, that's the thing. These are very difficult to reverse. They're not presidential executive orders. They are rules that have gone through a very long and cumbersome process of being drafted by the various government departments and agencies and reviewed. So there's limited options for Obama. He can go through the same process again and try and get them undone. He can hope that there are legal challenges from environmental groups that would try and undo these regulations. Or there's a very little used act of Congress. In fact, it's been used only once by George Bush, in which essentially Congress could veto these regulations. But that's a very serious step. I mean, people are calling it the atom bomb of regulation, and it's unclear how whether that's something that can be used across the board.